industrial centre. But another donkey, Pancho Dos, has acquired a taste for the local beer. Long may he, and this very human, well-intentioned, if unknown city, be preserved.
Simon Calder was reading his essay for the series Unknown Cities. The producer this week was Duncan Minchell. And don't forget you can download each essay from the Radio 3 website. Next week's essays make The Case for Doubt. That's each weekday evening at 10:45 here on BBC Radio 3.
Luxuriate at lunchtime in the music of Gabrielle Fauré. Daily Radio 3 lunchtime concerts, Tuesday to Friday, featuring Fauré's music for voice, piano and chamber ensemble. The Radio 3 lunchtime concert. Weekday lunchtimes next week, Tuesday to Friday, at 1 o'clock.
It's 11 o'clock and now on Radio 3, a little late, luxuriating with Lopo Qatari and World on 3.
Thanks, Jonathan. Well, it is going to be a luxurious evening indeed, because on World on 3 tonight, we've got a double helping of extra cherries and sprinkles for you. Because my guests in session are the talented and totally delightful brothers Ganesh and Kumresh, who after playing together for nearly 40 years, still find mischief to get up to and ways to make their music fun. And my other treat is that Simon Broughton is in the studio with me, and he's brought with him a virtual drum roll because as editor-in-chief of Songlines magazine, he's going to be announcing the winners of this year's Music Awards exclusively on the programme tonight. So in the words of Linda Perry of Four Non-Blondes, let's get this party started. This is from an album that Soundwave is bringing out this week. It's called Kenya Special, selected East African recordings from the 1970s and 80s. And as you would expect, it's got lots of great music on it. This is Kibe Kibe from the Mombasa Vikings. Kibe Kibe, simple and catchy, a great tune from one of Kenya's wedding bands. The Mombasa Vikings used to play at the Reef Hotel in Mombasa in the 70s, and their style of call and response and chakacha rhythm was something that pulled in the crowds. It's on Kenya Special, out on Soundway Records this coming week. Now for a Russian folk song from a group who call themselves the Troubled Band. And I can kind of understand why. The leader of the band is Merichel Rodes, who was born in Barcelona and educated in music and drama in Britain. On banjo, guitar and vocals are two guys from Russia. The harmonica player comes from Ukraine. And completing the quintet is a Yorkshire lad on clarinet. The album is The Good Thief's Fate, and this is Song of Poor Painters.
На диване, а мы лежим художнички. У меня на диване протянули с ножечки. У меня на диване протянули с ножечки. В животе снуют пельмени, как шары бильярдные. Дайте нам нирваних денег. Будем благодарнее. А мы бутылочку покупим, хлопнули ладошкою. Мы бы дрыгнули в колопе, протянутой ножкою. Мы бы дрыгнули в колопе, протянутой ножкою. Закадрили мы в кино, мы по красивой самочке. Мы лежим малютки номи, на диване в ямочке. Мы лежим малютки номи, на диване в ямочке. Уменьшаемся в размерах от недоедания. Жрут соседи гульвери, жирное питание. Жрут соседи гульвери, жирное питание. А на диване, на скрипучем, на диване, тишина раздалась.
Monday. instead you got a stone.
The man only wants it at home.
The following years were unkind. They tore and chipped at his mind until the day when he was locked away. And no one came out to meet him on the day of his release into the streets and the glare of day. Mr. Monday has something to say. We'll never get the time of day.
Mr. Monday, reggae and calypso in one catchy groove. Cobo Town is the birthplace of calypso and also the name of the band created by Trinidadian songwriter Drew Gonzalez. It wasn't until he lived in Canada that he really began to appreciate and love the music of his Caribbean roots. Jumbi in the Jukebox is the band's second album, and it's been produced by music heavyweight Ivan Duran, who you may know from his work with the Garifuna Women and Andy Palacio. The pairing of Drew and Ivan is brilliant, and the album, out on Kombucha in May, well worth cranking up for the summer. Now, coming up in a few minutes, Simon Broughton, who's here in the studio with me, he's going to unveil the first of four Songlines Award winners. But before he does, here's Cold Molly from American alternative rock musician Mark Lanigan, who's teamed up with the Londoner Duke Garwood. It's from their album called Black Pudding, out on Heavenly Recordings.
Thank you. Tómate esta botella conmigo. En el último trago nos vamos. Quiero ver a qué sabe tu olvido, sin poner en mis ojos tus manos. Esta noche no voy a rogarte, esta noche te vas de veras. Qué difícil tratar de olvidarte sin sentir que tú ya no me quieras. Nada me han enseñado los años, siempre caigo en los mismos errores. Otra vez a brindar con extraños y a llorar por los mismos dolores. Tómate esta botella conmigo, en el último trago me besas. Esperamos que no haya testigos, por si acaso te diera vergüenza.
I saw her at the Union Chapel in North London last weekend as part of La Linea Festival, and she absolutely blew the roof off the place. She was funny, intense, and as ever, just that little bit bonkers. And the interaction with her pianist, Ivan Gonzalez Escobar, playful and priceless. El Último Trago was one of the songs she performed that evening. It's the title track of her last album, the one she did with Chucho Valdez and won them a Latin Grammy. So, a welcome to you, Simon Broughton, Editor-in-Chief of Songlines magazine. Great to have you here this evening.
Hello, good evening. Very nice to be here, Lofa. Thank you.
And you're here to announce the four winners of this year's awards.
Indeed.
So we'll start with the first one, which, of course, goes to Best Artist. I would say that all the award winners, at least three out of four, because one is the newcomer, yep. Kind of the oldies and the greats, aren't they?
Yes, actually, they've all got long, distinguished careers. Should I say who has won the
Best the Best Artist? Yes, please do.
It's Angelique Kidjo from Benin, a wonderful singer. Of course, a long history behind her. She's become the sort of new Mama Africa after Miriam Makeba, and in fact did a show called Mama Africa, which was a sort of celebration of Miriam Makeba's life. And it's very much because of what she stands for in terms of the women of Africa. She's an immense force for sort of positiveness, but also women's education and making sure women get absolutely equal rights. And she's a powerful personality. Well, in fact, we were both at a concert.
Yeah,
in
the Royal Festival Hall.
At the Festival Hall in March for International Women's Day. And my God, was it
was She was
it
amazing.
And it just convinced me that, you know, here's just a woman of such power and such sort of dignity and yet completely able to get the hall
on its feet.
Totally on its feet. I mean, and onto the stage. I mean, I've never seen the Festival Hall like it, actually. It was such glorious mayhem in the nicest possible way, but all these nervous security guards everywhere. I just came home and thought, wow, that's the best concert I've seen for absolutely months on end. Certainly the best I've seen this year so far.
And you've picked this track that we're going to play, haven't you? Batonga.
Batonga, because actually it's the name of the foundation. I mean, it's one of her best-known songs, but it's also the name of the foundation that she's set up in Africa for women's education.
So here's Angélique Kidjo and Batonga from her album Spirit Rising. Best artist, Angélique Kidjo, still going strong and winning prizes. A real force to be reckoned with. You're listening to me, Lopa Kotari. With me in the studio is Simon Broughton, who's still got three more winners at the Songlines Awards to announce this evening. Also still to come, the South Indian violinists, brothers Ganesh and Kumresh, who are over in London for the Alchemy Festival at the South Bank, during which they came in and did a session for us. And I've got some great music from Yugoslavia's pop scene in the 70s and tuneful, out-of-tune music from China. But right now, here's another legend of Africa, Femi Kuti and Naso We Siam from his new album, No Place for My Dream. Now, Femi says it's a return to his roots, having gone off and done other stuff. It's a coming back to where he started. And it's true. The groove is Afrobeat with a great swing, and the lyrics have more than an undercurrent of politics. But what I like about it is that, yes, he's back to where he began and just as punchy. but he has brought a softer edge to the music that just feels right.
Market. For what them no one give you increment. Say everybody subsidy the affect. Your mechanic don't spoil your motor car. You say na so so wahala day Africa. By force won't work them make you retire. Government don't put your life for hellfire. But na corruption bring this poverty. We're suffering through the whole country. So problem for people get to carry. Government no let our life easy.
That's what we see.
See the corny, corny when government they remove petrol subsidy.
That's what we see.
After 50 years, Nigeria no get electricity.
That's what we see.
United Nations they shout now so.
Tu na keya, mo vodi tareya. shaba, gila gila baba, gila gila baba, udi bashalaba, udi mo beshaba, gila gila baba, gila gila baba, tude chikeraba, gila bema shalero mane gila, te kelena. Akoria made dedikeya dilya bemba shala romane gilya tekelena mar roma dilya bemba shala romane gilya tekelena mar roma.
Selime Ternije, a Yugoslavian pop song from 1968, one of the earliest releases from Usnija Redzepova. Her career took off after she performed with the queen of gypsy music, Esma Redzepova. And whilst they both lived and grew up in Skopje and share the same name, they are not related. That was from a compilation out on Asphalt Tango called Stand Up People, Gypsy Pop Songs from Tito's Yugoslavia. And I'm going to play another song from it tonight, one from Muharrem Serbazovski, another of the artists who flourished under the guidance and support of Esma Redzepova and her husband Stevo. Two short numbers now before we get back to Simon Broughton. First, a snappy instrumental from Classico Latino, the Colombian and two Brits who met while studying at Cambridge, followed by Barcelona's La Pegatina and a track from their new album Eureka. So first, here's A Lo Que Vinimos from Classico Latino.
Sacúdeme la conciencia, atrápame con tu genio.
Lléname
Llename de Veneno from La Pegatina and Eureka, their fourth album. A lot of the music I'm playing tonight are from bands who are going to be touring the UK this year, and some are already here. So do go online and find out where and when. It would be a shame to miss out on some of them. And on the Radio 3 website, you can find tonight's playlist. So back to Simon Broughton. And now, Simon, I think time to announce two more winners.
Okay.
Best group and the one I always find difficult to say, the cross-cultural collaboration. There were quite a few nominees, though. I mean, there are what, four nominees in each of the groups?
That's right. We have four categories, so altogether 16 nominees. And in fact, we've done a CD called the Songlines Music Awards, which has tracks from all 16. So there's a chance to hear the whole list there. And that's something we've done with Amazon. So anyway, now we've reduced that down to four, I think, very worthy winners. Actually, worthy sounds like, always sounds like a bad word, doesn't it? But very exciting winners, let's say. So the best group goes to Lojo, who are actually celebrating their 30th anniversary this year. French-based group, but bringing in lots of influences. Lovely North African music, particularly in West African. The track we're going to be hearing after the other cross-cultural collaboration group is Algiers. I picked it because it really shows the poetry, I think, of the group. You know, it describes Algiers as nothing but an evaporated Mediterranean tear, this sort of dry place on the Mediterranean.
But, you know, one thing
coast.
I found about Lojo is that, I mean, yes, they have been going a long time, but every album they come out with, sometimes you lose the thread of where the band is, but this one, the Cinema del Mundo, for which they've been nominated,
absolutely,
you know, one
yes.
best group,
yep.
really is probably one of the most cohesive sounds they've put out in quite a long time.
It really hangs together very, very well, and just the variety of sounds that they pull into it, I think they're a very special and quite unique. There's nobody else that does what they do like they do it.
And of course, the next winner is another lot that do what they do that nobody else can do in the same way.
Cross-cultural collaboration, I'm going to keep saying
it. Please say it.
I
don't want to say it anymore.
is Dub Colossus, who terrific. Nick Page, who was one of the instrumental people in Transglobal Underground, known as W. And there's a whole lot of sort of dub going on in these Dub Colossus
things. I love it.
Things,
all the title tracks are just absolutely hilarious.
It's just all the puns you can feeling, you know, falling in dub again, and you know, basically there's a whole lot of dub going on, you know.
So in fact, this song we're going to hear Dub Colossus, a track from Dub Colossus first, and then the Lojo Algiers.
But that's right. Yes.
Now I pick this one because it's called It's Friday, I'm in Dub.
Thank you. Des mosquées font un collier au cou d'Alger. Je ne suis qu'une larme évaporée de Méditerranée, la plus petite poussière de Babelouet. La terre est inventée pour les chardons, gens de compassion, de certitude et de pardon. Priez pour moi, priez pour moi. Électrique du petit Paris tourne son bonheur innocent pour les gosses palpitants de la Casbah. Chauffe Notre-Dame d'Afrique, les cigognes s'envolent vers Nassiria. Les fleurs jaunes au cœur doré de Kabylie. Des coffres d'alphabet, des accordés, nos violons à des immensités, au cordage des cités, à tel de grands bateaux. La ville est inversée, versatile. Baie d'Alger, de l'encre bleue pour des poèmes kabyles. Gens de compassion, de certitude et de pardon. Priez pour moi, priez pour moi.
Two winners there, Dub Colossus, winner of this year's Songlines Award for Cross-Cultural Collaboration, and Francis Lojo, Best Group, as nominated by the public and chosen by the magazine's editorial panel. One final winner to announce that of newcomer. Now, just 10 days ago, the brothers Ganesh and Kumresh, two of India's leading Carnatic violinists, came into the studio here in Broadcasting House. And it was a bit like having an indoor picnic. The sun was shining through the portholes of 88. The sandwiches, tea and coffee were laid out on the table. And the five of us, the brothers, their two accompanists and I, were all sat cross-legged on the floor, classic Indian style. And we had a lot of fun. Here's how it went. Ganesh and Kumresh began with one of their own compositions based on the rag Gambira. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Sweet, Fast and Furious. In the studio with me are Carnatic violinists Ganesh and Kumresh, and accompanied by Shankara Narayanan on Mridangam and Trichy Krishna on Ghatam. A very, very warm welcome to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very happy to be here. That is Fast and Furious Carnatic style.
You two are brothers. I mean, you're real brothers, right? Just a couple of years between the two of you, Ganesh, Kumresh. And you've been playing together all your lives?
Fortunately or unfortunately, yes.
Watching you two play, it really is intuitive, isn't it? I mean, you know exactly where the other one is going to be.
Yeah, because after the point, it's just not about practice. It's also being together, understanding each other as people rather than just musically.
So what was it like growing up?
Just like any other normal childhood. We did all those pranks which children do, but it was a lot more controlled. Our father was very particular that we should practice. He was a violinist. He taught us music. So he was particular that we realize his dreams. He wanted to be a musician, but because of his parents not allowing him to be what he wanted, when he saw that we both were interested and we had the talent, he decided that these kids can do something in music. So he was very hard on us when we were very young. Within that hard framework, we tried to find whatever
comedic moments. And
absolutely, yeah.
So did you have to kind of practice hours and hours a day? I mean, is that all you did? You got up and you did your rehearsals?
It's not always like that. You know, after a point, if you like something and if you want to do something, you don't say it is a practice. Yeah. You just do what you like, what you love doing. And that becomes a kind of your life.
So what was the first piece that you played for us?
Okay, this is a very special composition as such, because generally in Carnatic music, what we do is play songs, meaning songs with lyrics which are sung. So after a point, it just dawned on us that we can do compositions which need not have lyrics for instruments. So it was that kind of a composition which is especially made for the violin. At the same time, this the raga that we played is called Gambiranate. We have something called a traditional composition called the Mallari, which is generally played by the Nadaswaram and Thavil, which is these are ancient instruments from South India. And they play something called Mallari, which is also something which doesn't have lyrics. So it is more like an ode to that, ode to Mallari, that this composition was composed. That it need not have lyrics, but it can reflect what is in a musician's mind as an instrumental player.
You were telling me before you started that piece that, and I was asking you, what are you going to play? And you said, well, no, music is all about the moment.
Oh, yeah.
So what moment are you going to give us now?
Yeah, it's we'll play a small alap in Ragam Vachaspati, and then we go on to a very popular composition, as a song. So we'll play a song, and then we'll improvise a little bit, and then we'll come back to this again.
Thank you. Thank you.
enthralling music from the brothers Ganesh and Kumresh, accompanied on Mridangam by Shankara Narayanan and on Ghatam by Trishi Krishna. There have been so many accolades and praises about you two. One that I particularly like is A.R. Rahman, you know, the great Indian film composer. And he says that no matter where he travels, he always wonders sometimes why he still remains and lives in Chennai. And then he says, it's frankly because you two guys live there too.
Yeah, it's very kind of him to say that. We're very proud of him that he lives in Chennai and is a very good friend. He's a world-renowned musician and Oscar winner, Grammy winner, whatnot. You know, I mean, it's just amazing.
Kumresh, you were saying before we went into that piece that you were going to explain a little bit about the improvisation.
Yes, yeah.
So tell us.
Generally, in Indian music, when you have duo, we normally hear the duo as one instrument. They both sound as one. But we felt that being duo and being such varied personalities, why try and sound like one? Mm-hmm. Can sound like two. A raga is a scale where two instruments can play different things in a meter. The meter is a platform, like a rail. Mm-hmm. It's a platform in which you can do what you want. So when we do the improvisation in a particular meter, what we do is we do something like something called a sabvadi samvadi notes. It's a very ancient concept of our system. He plays a given set of notes in that raga. I play another given set of notes in the same meter. To a normal audience, it will sound like in harmony, which is not. Because harmony, there is a grammar to do harmony. Here, the grammar is the raga. If I do harmony like the way the Western harmony does, it will go out of the raga.
Can you just demonstrate that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. For example, when I play, at the same time, he's playing that. So when it's sounding together, it's the same raga, but you can hear the two violins there. It's new, but at the same time, it's very enterprising for us.
It's a very traditional concept, but a very new idea.
Well, that's it. That's one thing that in many respects we tend to forget is that this music is dynamic. It is changing and it is being defined.
It's kind of what we can say, it's a living
music. It's a present music.
A living music, present music. I mean, we can say that. It's as contemporary as it is classic and traditional.
Well, I could talk to you guys for longer than any Indian classical music performance, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to call it an evening here.
So, thank you.
So thank you all for coming in. It's been
always a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Well, what's the last piece you're going to play for us?
This is a song on bringing people together and for a world that we live in with a lot of peace and happiness and joy.
Da 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 गृजेत्रि मैत्री भजत अखिल गृजेत्रि मैत्री भजत अखिल गृजेत्रि आत्मवदेव परान पश्यत आत्मवदेव परान पश्यत युद्धं त्यजत स्पर्धां त्यजत युद्धं त्यजत स्पर्धां त्यजत त्यजत परेश्वक्रममाक्रमणम् त्यजत परेश्वक्रममाक्रमणम् मैत्रीं भजत अखिल गृजेत्रि जननी पृथ्वी कामदुगास्ते जननी पृथ्वी कामदुगास्ते जनको देव है सकल दयालु जनको देव जनको दाम्यत धाथ दाम्यत धाथ त्यजतम् दाम्यत धाथ त्यजत श्रेयो भूय सकल जनाना श्रेयो भूय सकल जनाना श्रेयो भूय सकल जनाना श्रेयो भूय सकल जनाना श्रेयो भूय सकल
A beautiful song there, Maitrim Bhajata. Ganesh and Kumresh on violins and Kumresh on vocals, accompanied by Shankara Narayanan on mridangam and Trishi Krishna on the clay pot, the ghatam. And that leads me nicely onto my next track. It's from the Yugoslavia Gypsy Pop album I played earlier. Now, during the 60s and 70s, India and Yugoslavia were close political allies. Bollywood movies were flooding into the country as a cheap alternative to Hollywood, and the ancestral links between the Roma and India were being discovered and explored. The Roma gypsies found that they could understand a lot of the Hindi used in the films, and this was finding its way into their own music. One person who was eagerly pursuing this connection was Mukharram Serbazovsky. Here he is with Ramayana. Middle Eastern swing and shrill Indian style film chorus.
Thank you. kadar gelen, balıktırın bir şpene amin gelen, barısı bin meko tuttu ya angan, sonan pene bu çukar gergen, barısı bin meko tuttu ya angan, sonan pene bu çukar gergen. Ramayana, Ramayana, Johnny Ali Romane.
A tribute there to American guitarist and ethnomusicologist Bob Brosman, who sadly died at the age of 59 just a few days ago. That was Valvalian, performed by Bob Brosman with the Alir Pukai String Band from Papua New Guinea. Brosman had gone there in 2003 with filmmaker Phil Donison to perform with five string bands from different villages in the province of East New England, at the same time documenting a form of music at risk of being forgotten. And Simon Broughton is still here in the studio. We've got one final winner to announce tonight. But Simon, before you do, that of Best Newcomer, you actually met Brosman, didn't you?
It's a real shock to hear about his death, aged only 59, as you say. Young man, still very active, and fantastically in the way he explored music around. I mean, it was basically him collaborating with musicians around the world. Incredibly fertile, beginning first of all with Hawaii, and an amazing thing he did with the Tao Mo family in Hawaii, and creating a record with them, reliving memories and repertoire from many, many years earlier. And then he did it with musicians from Okinawa, from Reunion, from Papua New Guinea, we've just heard. I met him actually here on Radio 3 when, about 12 or 13 years ago, they did on New Year's Day, a World Music Day, and I interviewed him, really lengthy interview, and he was talking then about his fascination for islands and his feeling that islands had their own musical character because of their insularity and the fact that they have, you know, scant resources, and so the music is very economical. Very interesting man to talk to.
Well, the sad loss there of a true guitar man, really.
Absolutely true guitar man, yes.
So, Simon, tell me, we have got one more winner to announce, that of the newcomer prize. Last year, of course, it was Fatoumata, who we were talking about earlier on.
Well, actually, we didn't talk about Fatoumata because we talked about Angelique Kidjo, but the first half of that concert was Fatoumata. Yeah. And you know, having been a sort of young newcomer, she walked on stage like a sort of stately, mature woman, and it was astonishing. In a couple of years, Fatoumata has gone from being a newcomer to being, you know, a new artist, absolutely mature artist on the scene.
And that's what's going to happen with these guys.
Well,
so who's won?
So the I think very exciting newcomers. I almost think the most exciting of them all is Mukumba from Zimbabwe. Young band in their 20s, sometimes in a sort of five-piece group. I saw them in Womex in Greece in their bigger formation with a fantastic horn section. But they're quite sort of Pan-African in the influences and things they have. It's not purely Zimbabwean. But what I love is many of them have got great names. There's a guy called Abundance. There's another one called Trustworth. And then there's a singer called Matthias, I think, Muzaza. And he's so charismatic. So they've got everything. And now when real bands in Africa are rarer and rarer, I think it's great that you know, a young band like this is doing the circuit. And you can just see by the bookings they have through the summer that they're going to be, you know, a popular act with us for some time. And actually, we've got a great video of them too on the Songlines website, because to give people a taste of what they look like. So it's looking at that.
I'm going to play this track, Njoka, and I think it's a great example of that excitement and of Matthias's extraordinary voice. Here's Mukumba. Because you're not a Malila, who's a Kalakan.
Until you go to a man, Nega, from Santa Toki, Kapuluma, Kamalila. Until you go to a man, Nega, from Santa Toki, Kapuluma, Kamalila. Until you go to a man, Nega, from Santa Toki, Kapuluma, Kamalila. Until you go to a man, Nega, from Santa Toki, Kapuluma, Kamalila.
Makumba, winners of the Songlines Magazine Newcomers Award. Truly well deserved. That was Ndoka from their debut album, Rising Tide. Thanks a lot for Simon Broughton coming in and spending the evening with me on the programme and for announcing the winners. Congratulations to all the winners, Angelique Kidjo, Dub Colossus, Lojo, and finally Makumba. Now, this Sunday on World Roots, you can hear this woman, Virginia Rodriguez.
capixifara era o ritual. Durante várias horas travou-se batalha entre o bem e o mal. Depois retornaram com o rei para a floresta sagrada, onde comeram a massa de ame bem passada. Onde será comida por todos os céus, negros homens em comunhão com Deus. Ele elege bom, elege bom, elege bom. Cidade reluzente, Egibó, cidade florescente, Egibó.
Virginia Rodriguez with her song Uma Historia da Ifa from her landmark album Nos, released in 2000. This Sunday on World Roots, you can hear more of her when we air a repeat of a trip that Lucy Duran made to Salvador in the northeast of Brazil back in 2009. There'll be exclusive recordings of various musicians, including the singer-songwriter Mateus Aleluya, rising stars Baiana System, and of course the elusive Virginia Rodriguez. That's all starting at 20 past 10 on World Roots with Lucy Duran on Sunday night. I've got some great guests on the programme over the next few weeks. On the 26th of May, the cheerful troubadour of death and decay is going to be here, Loudon Wainwright III. He started quite a rigorous tour of the UK this week, but no matter how many times you see him live, it's always worth going again. This evening, Saturday night, he'll be at the Lighthouse in Poole, Sunday the Brighton Dome, then Birmingham, London, Manchester and so on. Find out where and when via the internet. I've also got Spider John Kerner, Goran Bregovic, and next week, the guys from Marseille are coming in, Moussouté et les Jevons. So here's a taste of Loudon Wainwright III, joined here by Barry Humphreys in one of his alter egos, Dame Edna Everidge, and a number called I Remember Sex from Loudon's album Older Than My Old Man Now.
What are you thinking, Loudon? You've got a faraway look in your eyes.
I remember sex. That thing we used to do, where you'd lay down and usually I'd lie on top of you.
We tried that out a bit, but it didn't work as well.
I guess something just didn't fit.
I remember sex. We had it at night, a few times in the morning, or after. We would fight.
And on special occasions when we'd had too much to drink, once in a Morris Minor,
a convertible, I think.
I remember sex. It was such a big deal. that we'd worry where it would come from, much more than our next meal.
And we were always hungry, often we overate, and it was up and down
and back and forth, and
hurry up and wait. I remember sex, and when we went to bed, sometimes we didn't sleep at all, we just had sex instead.
And having it was heavenly, not getting it pure hell. Few did it merely well. I remember sex and how it made us feel completely realistic,
yet totally surreal. A thing that we all talked about.
The distant crazy cousin to the scary thing called love. I remember sex. I started on my own when you and I stopped having it. I tried it on the phone.
Sex is just a crutch.
And since we kicked the habit, we don't think about it much.
But I remember sex. It was something that we did.
And we always used to worry that we'd end up with a kid. Then we'd have to get rid of it,
or else we'd have to wed.
These days sex can kill ya, kids, so stay
Oh, what memories, Loudon Wainwright and Dame Edna Everidge in fun form. You've been listening to World on Three with Lapa Kotary here on BBC Radio 3. Thanks to Simon Broughton for joining me on the programme tonight and to you for listening. I'm going to end with a song from Bi Kidude, the grand old dame of Zanzibar, who passed away last week at the age of about 102. World Roots did a fuller tribute to her last Sunday, but I felt that I'd like to mark her passing on this programme too. So thanks for listening this evening. I hope you can join me at the same time next week. I leave you with Bi Kidude and a song called Mogo wa Jangombe, Maniok from Jaombe. Good night.
Matina pa muhongo sito nunua haikuwa maimuna aliyekwenda ungoa kajita matina pa muhongo sito nunua haikuwa maimuna aliyekwenda ungoa kapata tete kuanga na ugonjwa shuru wa mogo wa Jangombe sijaura ba mwiko usitukane wa kunga na uzazi ngali Jangombe.
BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. And now Through the Night with Susan Sharp. Hello and welcome to Through the Night with me, Susan Sharp. I'm starting today with another concert from the 2011 Chopin Festival at Dużniki Zdrój in Poland. The pianist featured this morning is Francesco Piemontesi from Lugano, now in his late 20s and a recent BBC New Generation artist. He has a wide-ranging programme, paying homage to Chopin and including sonatas by Beethoven, Schubert and first Janáček. Janáček wrote this sonata in response to the shooting of a young worker in a demonstration in support of a university in the city of Brno. Janáček simply let the date of the event say it all. The sonata's called the 1st of October 1905.